Good evening. Welcome to The Blues. I'm Lee Hay. Tonight, you're in for a treat. Ricky and I dropped by the studio recently to talk about the upcoming 14th Annual Blues and Boogie Piano Summit at Southgate House Revival in Newport, Kentucky on Saturday night, November 9th. Doors open at 8, show starts at 9. Guest musicians this year include Mr. Boogie Woogie, Daryl Davis, Arthur Migliaza, and one of our favorite musicians, Ricky Nye. In the next hour, you'll hear my conversation with Ricky about how he got interested in the blues, interested in boogie woogie around the country, mentoring younger players, and details of this year's Piano Summit concert. Ricky began our conversation with a journey back in time.
I started learning about blues when I was a teenager, basically as a way of learning how to improvise. And I didn't really know a whole lot about the fundamentals of blues, like the people that initiated this music. I didn't know a lot about the early history. I learned about blues a way I think maybe a lot of people do is kind of backwards. There's the British Invasion blues, and people start looking at a Rolling Stones record or a Cream record or a Led Zeppelin record, and they say, who's Chester Burnett? Who's McKinley Morganfield? And they go back and they find out this is Howlin' Wolf, this is Muddy Waters, and learn about its origins from people that are paying tribute to it. So this is something, you know, as a teenager, I started learning about blues and appreciating blues-oriented music. But I was listening to a lot of different things. And it wasn't until the beginning of 1988 when I started working with the great blues man, the late Big Ed Thompson. And we played every Tuesday and Wednesday at Corey's at Vine and McMillan, which was the blues church in Cincinnati, seven nights a week of great blues. H-Bomb Ferguson, Pigmeat Jarrett every Monday night. Yeah, H-Bomb did the Sundays after a while, after he and Ed quit working together. And when I started working with Ed, it really changed my life in many ways. I learned a lot about how to run a band from him, how to be a leader while not being a leader. You know, I learned a lot musically just directly from him, not from him sitting down and showing me anything, but just on the bandstand. And then it was 1996 when I started playing on the Arches Boogie Piano stage. That was the next life changer because I grew up not knowing anything about boogie woogie, which is a form of blues. It follows the same type of structure. I think when I was young, I heard what they would call the second wave of boogie, the fad kind of boogie, you know, which big bands had their little boogie woogies and vocal groups did these boogie woogie pieces that were all, you know, a bit corny. And even when I was a kid and I heard this music, I could smell it. I knew I didn't like it, but it wasn't until 1996 when I met with people that were specialists in traditional boogie woogie, the kind that was made by its originators, like the big three, which a lot of people cite is Pete Johnson from Kansas City and Mead Lux Lewis, Albert Ammons, Clarence Pinetop Smith from Chicago. And this music was very potent, really strong, exciting music. And I met people like Bob Seeley from Detroit, Carl Sonny Leyland from England, Big Joe Duskin, being a father of blues and boogie, known all over the world, happened to be right here from Cincinnati, Ohio. And when I heard this, I wanted to go there. And I started on a path to learn about this traditional boogie woogie and also about certain kinds of piano blues. And then I started getting really into people like Roosevelt Sykes and Sonnyland Slim and Memphis Slim and people like this that really inspired me. Thank you.
shoes, just a little shine. Wake up and slap your babies behind. Use it for the expiration date. Radiate them 88s.
I knew Big Joe Duskin for a long time, but when I met him, his health was starting to fail him, and he wasn't playing boogie the way that he did in his earlier years. But he did make an important album, Cincinnati Stomp, that's on our Hooli Records, and he's playing some really very good traditional boogie-woogie on there. I play one of his pieces in particular, Cincinnati Stomp, in tribute to him. This is pretty much how I got where I am now. Starting just learning blues through improvisation, becoming aware of it, along with studying all kinds of other kinds of music. And then in the 80s, going like headfirst into blues. And in the 90s, going headfirst into boogie.
Thank you.
Are there pockets of boogie-woogie around the country and around the world?
Well, in the U.S., there are some folks that put on boogie festivals. Now, there's a city in Texas, Marshall, Texas. They claim to be the birthplace of boogie-woogie, which I think is a big claim because it was born in a lot of places. It was born in Texas. It was born in Chicago. You know, it was born in Kansas City. And this music originated in the lumber camps and the, you know, houses of ill repute. And it took root in many different cities. But people like my friend, the young Chase Garrett from Iowa City, he puts on an annual festival. Mark Braun from Ann Arbor, Michigan, they call him Mr. B. He puts on an annual festival. There's some things that happen in California occasionally with Mitch Woods, who's out there, and a pianist, Wendy DeWitt. She just started her boogie festival, her annual boogie show. So there are little pockets in the U.S., but it's nothing like Europe. Boogie woogie is a viable art form. It's an epidemic over there. I mean, it's little kids. I mean, babies in strollers are playing boogie woogie, and it's big business. I mean, it's, people are very, very excited about this music. And, you know, you get big audiences for this music, thousands. It's really, really something else because the music was born here in the U.S., but it's gone by the wayside. And there are people in the U.S. that can pretty easily pass themselves off as boogie-woogie pianists because in the U.S., the majority of the public doesn't really know any better. The thing about this style of music is it has a lot of rules. It has a lot of particulars about it, and it's very easy to cross that line and disqualify yourself. So I learned a lot. I didn't start playing this kind of music till I was 40 years old. And I know what he taught me. It was learned by doing and by making these realizations. Over there, it's just really something else. And people really pay it respect, and there's a lot of passion for it. That's where it's at. I mean, I've played France, Belgium, the Netherlands, Vienna, Switzerland, Germany, England, Spain. You know, it's happening in Russia. It's happening like in Japan. It's happening everywhere over there.
Well, you've been keeping the tradition alive here in Cincinnati with your blues and boogie piano summits. This year, it's the 14th.
Yeah, that's right. It's back. Last year, after 13 consecutive years, there was a lot of things that came up in the month of June that prevented me from putting it on in November. I would have had to kind of start all over with not enough time. So it's back, and it'll be at the new Southgate House, the Southgate House Revival, which is on 6th Street. It's just a little east of Monmouth. It's the big red church there.
Over in Newport.
Mm-hmm, Newport, Kentucky. And this year, got a very entertaining lineup. Got a young man named Arthur Migliaza, and he's from Tucson and now is living in Seattle. I met him in 1996 when he was 15, and he played the Arches Boogie Piano Stage, which is a part of the Cincy Blues Fest. Been knowing him for years. He played my 7th summit.
Thank you. Thank you.
And another return pianist is my friend Erik-Jan Overbeek. They call him Mr. Boogie Woogie. And he is from the Netherlands. He's from Alsmeer, the Netherlands, right close to Amsterdam. He played at the 8th Summit, and I've gone over and played for him before, too. So we have an exchange program, and he'll be back. And then a pianist that'll be new to the Summit is Daryl Davis, who's from Maryland. And I met him at the Arches Boogie Piano Stage 2 years ago, and he's really fantastic disciple of blues and boogie and early rock and roll. And he's actually a great guitar player, too. And he's affiliated with George Bedard, who plays guitar at my show. He's from Ann Arbor, Michigan. They've done shows together. Also, Arthur and Mr. Boogie Woogie have done a lot of shows together, too, because Mr. Boogie Woogie's, his second home is in Tucson, Arizona. So he and Arthur have worked a lot together. So there's a lot of associations, you know, inside of the lineup. And then my bassist, Chris Douglas, upright bassist, and Paul Ellis, my drummer, will be on it. So Willis Steinway & Sons is providing the pianos. And we have a whole host of sponsors that have been with us for a long time. You know, Shay Nora, York Vision, Dewey's Pizza, Bang Bang Salon, Esquire, Marymount, Kenwood, Eat Well. All these good people make it happen. The sponsorship is very important, so I like to acknowledge them. But it's Saturday, November 9th.
And the music starts at 9 o'clock. What's the format like?
We do two pianists, and then an intermission, and two more pianists, and then a grand finale at the end with everybody on stage. What we do is, in each set, there's a stage duet. So let's say the first two pianists will bring up the second two pianists so the public can see them prior to their set. I've gotten a really good reaction from the duets. People really, really like it.
So you have two pianos on stage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you have brought in musicians from all over the country as well as in Europe. One I remember is Stephanie Trick.
Yep. She's from St. Louis. She's young. I don't even think she's 25 yet. She's a genius. She is a disciple of Fats Waller, James P. Johnson, you know, all these stride players, and she's just outstanding.
Have you stayed in touch with her?
Yeah, just casually. I get her newsletters, and we write back and forth. And I haven't been to St. Louis in a while, but that's a town I really love. I would like to go back there.
Thank you.
Do you have any gigs lined up in November? I mean, you're out on the road a lot.
Yeah, I stay pretty close to home and, you know, I'll dart out and do something. But as of November, I'll be doing the first Wednesday of the month at Shea Nora, exclusively the first Wednesday of the month. And I still play, as a rule, the second and fourth Thursdays of the month at Arnold's with vocalist Dottie Warner that sings 20s and 30s jazz and blues. And I really love her repertoire. And do a variety of things. My website's a good place to see my schedule because sometimes I'm not quite sure where I'm going next.
Talk about the Boogie Woogie Hall of Fame. You were inducted into that. Where is that?
Well, it's not a place. It's not a location, a physical location. But the doctors that put on the Arches Boogie piano stage, Dr. Philip Lemming and Dr. Robert Cody, they started this years ago to acknowledge Boogie Woogie piano players. And a lot of times to acknowledge its veterans, but also just to acknowledge people that are taking a big part in keeping the music alive and representing this traditional form of American music. So I was very happy to be inducted. I'm in very, very good company. Pianists like Pinetop Perkins, Henry Gray, Ray Bryant, Jay McShann, all these great, great pianists. And Bob Seeley, Carl Sonny Leyland, people I mentioned before. Of course, that stage started with Big Joe Duskin. He and Pygmy Jarrett, Dr. Philip Lemming was Joe Duskin's doctor. And Dr. Lemming is also a boogie pianist and enjoys this music. And that's how the whole thing came to be. I believe it started in 94 or 95, somewhere in there.
You're gonna miss me. You're gonna miss me, babe. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. When I think I'm doing right, everything I do is wrong. You're gonna miss me. You're gonna miss me, babe. You're gonna miss me.
Talk about some of the places where Boogie Woogie was played, some of the clubs here in Cincinnati.
You know, I really don't really know, because the only pianist that I know from Cincinnati that played traditional Boogie Woogie, well, Big Joe, there's also a pianist named Tom Dooley. He played in some of the first rock and roll bands in town, and he played very, very creative boogie in a traditional way, but very inventive left hands and left hand patterns, and he's not playing out now. But I don't really know anybody else who, around here, who played traditional boogie-woogie. Pygmy Jarrett played in his own way. He had a lot of similarities with Jimmy Yancey, who was a very important pianist from Chicago. He had a lot of things about his playing that kind of was reminiscent of Jimmy Yancey, but he was more of a blues-oriented pianist.
Sometimes I wonder, Lord, what my little woman can be. Sometimes I wonder, Lord, what can that little woman be? Lord, have mercy. She's been gone a long time. Now I know my little woman, Lord, how much they ain't coming back. I feel bad. Lord, they ain't got no one to love. Hey, y'all! I feel bad. Lord, they really ain't got no one to love. Cause my woman had the nerve to tell me, she paid me, you know you done got too old. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. That's a bad feeling, man. Woman tell you,
you know you done got too old.
I'm gonna keep trying. Maybe I get lucky after a while. I'm gonna keep trying. Maybe I get lucky after a while. Cause it's a big old world. I believe it's someone out there somewhere for me. I'm gonna keep on trying.
What about mentoring? Are there any young players who you're helping learn the art of boogie-woogie?
Yeah, I'm very proud. One of my students, my youngest student, Ben Levin, he played the Arches Boogie piano stage this past year. He's 13. He started studying with me when he was 8 years old. And Dr. Lemming is always looking for young talent to present to the stage. There's also a young pianist named Cassidy Gephardt, who I met when she was 14, and she's played the stage twice, the Arches Boogie Piano Stage, and now she's just started Belmont College in Nashville. So she was a very outstanding pianist that hadn't played boogie before, played more primarily like stride and ragtime and things like this. So she's come very far, and now she's on her way. But young Ben Levin, yeah, he put out a great set. It was really very composed and really has got a good head on his shoulders, and he really gets it. His father's Aaron Levin that leads a group, the Heaters. Yeah, I was very happy to see him develop, and he's so young. Another is the pianist who I mentioned, Chase Garrett from Iowa City, and I met him when he was 15, and he is 23 years old now. When I met him, he was learning and still does learn from records. He doesn't read music. He's a little genius. I mean, it's a whole other story of how I met him, but it was a bit of fate, I think some kind of divine thing. And I met him out in Iowa, and he came to a gig I was playing and got up and just killed. And then I produced an album for him when he was 18 here in Cincinnati with local players, and he just worked his tail off and, you know, made a record in 3 days. Yeah, so these people, you know, Ben Levin, Cassidy Gephardt, Chase Garrett, they're very promising. You know, it's like they're keeping this stuff going.
Are you going to be making any more trips to Europe?
Going back in January, I'm very excited. This has been the first year in 15 years I haven't gone, because normally it's 1, 2, 3 times a year I'm going over. But I'll play in Spain, in Terrassa, Spain, outside of Barcelona, with Luis Coloma, who's been over for my Boogie Summit and also for the Arches Boogie Piano Stage. I'll do a weekend with him and with his rhythm section. And then I'm going to go to England, and I'll be doing some dates there with the guitarist Chris Corcoran and his trio. It looks like we're going to be playing in London, which I'm very excited because I've never been to London before. And then I'm going to go visit a friend in Belgium, and then I've got a lot of dates in France. A weekend, a festival that's in Massy Palaiseau, which is not far from downtown Paris. And then I'll have 4 dates in Paris at the Caveau de la Huchette with my group, the Paris Blues Band. My good friends, we've been working together for about 8 years now. We've made 3 studio releases and a compilation, too, that we put together of some various things. And I'll go from there to Cambrai, France. I believe that's how you say it, Cambrai, France. And I'll do a 3-day festival with Renaud Patini, who you know.
Yes.
He's been over from my early Boogie Summits.
Giving my best.
Oh, yeah. And then I'll come on home. So it'll be about a month over there.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward. You know, sometimes the logistics of traveling can really take the wind out of the whole thing, but sometimes it's a little challenging. But all in all, even if I've had a very challenging trip and I say to myself, I don't care if I ever go back, it's just too nuts. It could be 2 days later, I get an email. Hey, can you come and play? Of course. Of course. I mean, because you just can't beat it. It's very, very great. I meet so many wonderful people. And my regret is I really don't speak French. It's tough. I try. I have my little pleasantries, but I have no confidence when it comes to trying to speak French. Fortunately, many of my friends are very, very good English speakers.
Talk that talk. Better mean what you say. Say what you do. I ain't got to mess with you. Now if you walk that walk, honey, you got to talk that talk. Better mean what you say. Say what you mean. Don't mess with the in between. Now if you walk that walk, baby, you got to talk that talk. Up my time. What you say ain't worth a dime. Now if you walk that walk, baby, you gotta talk that talk.
One of my big piano inspirations, one of my true heroes, is a pianist from France named Fabrice Ullery. And I've done shows with him all through the years. He's played my Boogie Summit twice. He's played the Arches stage before. He has me over to play festivals with him. And he came to me and he wanted to put out a record that was all twist music, all early 60s twist reference. So I was visiting with him, and he was getting out all these like 7 inches or 10 inch discs that were, there was a guy from England named Ken Jones that made these great kind of orchestral twist pieces that were so much fun. But he says he can't get French musicians to get excited about this music because they say, oh, this is so passe. It's all, we don't want to play that. That's old and tired. But I felt his excitement when we sat and just listened to disc after disc after disc of this music. I mean, it's just really, really fun. So with local musicians is 8 brass, has 4 trumpets and 4 trombones, bass, guitar, drums. I played vibraphone on a couple tunes on here. And piano is the centerpiece of the music, but it's brilliant arrangements. A lot of Fabrice's compositions, along with a couple of the Ken Jones pieces. And a piece by Floyd Kramer, who is a very important country pianist. He made a big hit, an instrumental called Last Date. And he played on Patsy Cline records. You know, he did a lot of Chet Atkins and Owen Bradley productions. And so there's a piece of his on here, too. But yeah, the disc is called Twistin' at Rays. And it's all instrumentals, all just very exciting music. And is very happy to co-produce this with Fabrice. He made all the arrangements. And then I arranged the players and ran the session and kept it on the clock. Yeah, I'm very excited about this disc. He's already started it with volume 2. His last trip here, we cut, I believe it was 7 more charts. So we're almost on the way for volume 2 to be done. It's good listening. It's good fun. Just good, infectious music.
Here's Ricky Nye with St. James Infirmary Blues. This from his 2013 release entitled The 3 B's, recorded here in Cincinnati at Lou Lausche's studio.
It was down at old Joe's barroom at the corner of the square. Drinks was being served as usual. The usual crowd was there. When up stepped old Mr. McKinney, his eyes were bloodshot red. And as they poured more whiskey, these were the words he said. I went down to the the St. James Infirmary. I saw my baby there, stretched out on a long white table, so pale, so cold, so fair. Now let her go, go on and bless her, wherever she may be. She might have searched the whole world over, but never found another man like me. Won't you bury me in a long black coat and a Stetson hat, with $20 in my pocket, so folks know I died standing pat? I want 6 crap shooters for pallbearers. Chorus girls to sing me a song, and a jazz band on the back of that wagon to raise hell as we roll along. I want 16 cold black horses hitched to a rubber tied hack. Going to that graveyard, but only 6 of them is coming back. Story. Please pour one more round of booze. If anybody asked about me, just tell them I got the St. James Infirmary blues.
You've been listening to a discussion I had with Ricky Nye in the WVXU studio a few weeks ago. If you'd like to be part of an exciting concert event, you might want to reserve some tickets for the 14th annual Blues and Boogie Piano Summit at the Southgate House Revival in Newport, Kentucky. Show date is Saturday, November 9th, with doors opening at 8 and fingers hitting piano keys at 9. You'll find a link to Ricky Nye and Southgate House Revival's websites at WVXU.org. By the way, this concert is a non-smoking event. I'm Lee Hay, and you're listening to 91.7 WVXU Cincinnati and 88.5 WMUB Oxford.